What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick here. Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the podcast. Now, today, what I wanted to do for today's quick tip episode is talk a little bit more about what I talked about on Wednesday's episode, episode number 588 with my good buddy, Pat Flynn. We talked about the number one secret to growing a successful YouTube channel. And as you have either already heard or not yet heard on that episode, in addition to Pat's personal YouTube channel, where he talks about online business, he is the founder of Smart Passive Income. He has started another YouTube channel in the Pokemon space. He started this sort of as a hobby project that has turned into a full-fledged business. And he started this in early 2021. And in basically just under a year, he accrued 100,000 subscribers. And when we recorded that episode, he was at 137,000 subscribers. And in the last 30 days from when we recorded that episode, he had generated $8,000 in ad revenue from the channel. And so what I wanted to do today is kind of, number one, recap some of the things for you that we talked about on that episode, but also share some of my personal lessons from recording my first YouTube videos for my channel. And so as I've been mentioning a little bit here on the podcast for the past little while, I am finally starting my YouTube channel. Now, I've had my YouTube channel, the Rick Mulready YouTube channel, for years now. And years ago, I mean, we're talking like 6 and 7 years ago, I created, you know, Facebook ads videos for the channel. They weren't like YouTube style, quote unquote, videos, but, you know, I have at the time recording this, like, I don't know, 1,800 subscribers on the channel. Now, are those my ideal quote unquote audience of subscribers? Probably not, but that's okay. But anyway, I've been wanting to take YouTube seriously for a while now, but yet it just sort of fallen down the list of priorities in my business because, you know, my primary marketing channel in delivering free value to all of you is this here podcast. And don't worry, I feel like we're just getting started with this podcast, even though we're coming on episode number 600 here in just a couple of months here. So anyway, I'm viewing my YouTube channel as a passion project. I'm so excited about it. I have literally no subscriber goals or view goals or anything like that in the first year. My only goal, and this is sort of recap number one from the episode I did with Pat on Wednesday, is the consistency. Pat really, really harped on you have to have a consistent publishing schedule if you want to do a successful YouTube channel. YouTube's algorithm rewards consistency, right? So at the time recording this video, it is March 9th right now, Wednesday, March 9th. And I'm just giving you full on behind the scenes right now. At the time recording this episode right now, I have one YouTube video already done. It's recorded, it's edited, it's ready to go. But the reason I'm not putting it up on my channel yet is because I want to have a few more episodes sort of in the bank so that when I release that first episode on the channel, I have consistency already ready to go, right? It's already baked in, if you will. So if I have four videos done, essentially, if I'm releasing one per week, I've got a month's worth of content ready to go, right? And I can schedule it out and so forth. Now, my goal is to be publishing two times a week because I want to, you know, I want to grow more quickly on the channel. And so that is recap number one. It's the consistency in publishing is going to be key for you. If you are just starting out in a YouTube channel and, or if you're, you know, if you're already getting some momentum, making sure that you are staying consistent. Now, that's not different in any way than podcasting, right? So when I first started podcasting, I've been podcasting now for 7.5 years. It was, I'll release an episode this day because I have one ready to go, or I'll release an episode on this day, whatever. I wasn't consistent. Number one, week to week. Number two, I wasn't consistent on a day. And so finally I said, you know what? I'm publishing every single week. And I'm going to publish on Wednesdays. And it wasn't until later that I added this Friday quick tip episode. But if I don't publish for any reason on a Wednesday or a Friday, I will hear it from you. I will get messages saying, hey, are you okay? Where's the, you know, did I miss this episode? What have you? And so, thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that. So anyway, consistency is key. Okay. The second takeaway from Wednesday's episode with Pat is the importance of title and thumbnail. And what Pat talked about on the episode was it's actually title and thumbnail first, and then you record the video. And if you listen to that episode, the light bulb went off for me literally during the interview with Pat, because I explained to him, I said, dude, I cannot fully wrap my head around this. Why does it make sense to come up with some thumbnail ideas and actually create them, different versions, as well as some headlines before you create the video? It didn't make sense to me because I did it the other way around with the first YouTube video that I created. And, you know, so I created the video and then we did the thumbnail, then we did the title. And so it was a huge lesson for me after, you know, after chatting with Pat that we have to focus on, if we want to do it right, you know, and if you want to have success more quickly. Now, of course, there's going to be people out there who say, no, you know, the thumbnail and title are super important, but create the video first and then do the thumbnail and title, right? Well, Pat has two wildly successful YouTube channels, and he's speaking from experience here. He's basically used all of his knowledge and everything he's learned over the past several years in building his Pat Flynn YouTube channel, which I believe at the time recording this has like 344,000 subscribers. Well, he's using all the learnings and everything that he taught in that episode 588 with us to grow his Pokemon channel, which has been super successful already. And so it's that title and thumbnail. So that's a huge lesson I'm taking away in the creation of my first videos here, where, you know, I did it backwards on the first video, which, by the way, I'm actually really happy with and how it came out. Of course, it doesn't matter if I like it. It just matters if you like it, right? And so, by the way, it'd mean the world to me if you want to subscribe to the Rick Mulready YouTube channel. This podcast, by the way, is also, I have the Art of Online Business YouTube channel with full episodes on video. And I also have a clips channel. So the Art of Online Business clips, where I have short clips and highlights from different episodes in video there as well. And so that's the next big lesson that I'm taking away from creating my first few videos for the YouTube channel. It's the title and thumbnail first is the focus. Okay. And then I would say the other big thing that has been a huge lesson for me is learning about retention rate. And so retention rate, you know, it's the same sort of thing with this podcast here, right? If I'm super boring at the beginning of the episode and I don't, you know, give you a hook, if you will, meaning share something with you that keeps you wanting to listen. Well, I'm doing, number one, I'm doing the podcast a disservice, and I'm also doing you a huge disservice because I'm not delivering, I'm not piquing your interest enough to continue to listen. Well, in YouTube's case, obviously, it's to continue to watch. And my friends, creating a YouTube video, it has been such an amazing learning experience for me because it's essentially taking, so I've been in online business now for 8 years. It's essentially taking 8 years of everything that I've learned in growing my online business and be able to, you know, I love to speak on stages, you know, as far as messaging goes and being clear and concise. Well, it's taking all of those skills and condensing them to content creation for a YouTube video. For the very first video that I did, I literally did like 47 takes of the hook, right? So on a podcast here, I'm trying to, and I've not done a great job of this over the past couple of years, I'm trying to shorten it up and get into the episode more quickly, but you can get on here and you can just talk, right? Well, when it comes to a YouTube video, if you are not getting into the content literally within 15 seconds-ish or so, then you're losing people already. And so I was doing the recording the hook for this first video, and I kept looking down when I was finishing up, and I was like, oh, that took me 55 seconds. And so in podcast world, that's pretty quick. But in YouTube world, that is an eternity. And so I kept trying to get it down and get it down and get it down. And I think in this first video that I did, I think I got it down to like 30 seconds. So it's far from ideal, but it's my first video. So it's like, hey, you know, and as you hear in episode 588 with Pat there, you know, he mentions Marques Brownlee, who has like 15 million subscribers on YouTube. Well, Marques is very, you know, famous for saying like his first 100 videos were terrible, right? When, so you learn from it, right? You use the data, you get more experience, you get more comfortable storytelling, et cetera. Well, I'm trying to get through those 100 videos so that I can just keep improving and continue to add amazing value for you as you're watching my YouTube videos, right? In addition to listening to the podcast. And so I think that's the biggest thing is the takeaway of retention rate is so, so important. And that recording a YouTube video is a completely different skill set than podcasting, because you've got to, you know, yes, we want to on a podcast like this, clearly and as concisely as possible articulate what I'm trying to say. However, I can talk, right? Like give me a bullet point and I will just talk. And as you well know, you're like, Rick, just continue, keep going. But anyway, it's very different on a YouTube video. It's about how quickly can you get to the point that you're trying to make and start teaching while also hooking the viewer in and piquing their interest enough to keep watching. And it's an art. Right. It's very intentional that I call this podcast The Art of Online Business, because all the stuff that we're doing is an art. We continue to improve. Everything's messy at first, right? And we keep getting better and better and better. And that's one of the biggest lessons I'm taking away from creating and getting into my first videos on YouTube. So consistency in publishing, such importance of title and thumbnail, and then also the retention rate and getting into the content and piquing people's interest and hooking people, if you will, to watch more as quickly as you possibly can while still communicating very clearly and concisely. So that's what I've got going on over on the YouTube channel. By the time this episode comes out, my hope is to have at least that first episode up the first video, up on the Rick Mulready YouTube channel. So again, I'll link up everything in the show notes for today's episode. Show notes over on my site, rickmulready.com. Click on podcast and you'll see the episode right there. But I'm really excited about it. Again, like this is, you know, if I start getting applications for my accelerator coaching program through my videos, that is a complete bonus. Again, my goal for the first year is simply consistency, right? If for whatever reason I don't publish one video every single week, then I'm not hitting my goal, right? I am shooting for consistency and I'm going to have a whole lot of fun along the way. Thank you, my friend, as always, for listening. If you have not already, it's a huge help to leave a very quick rating and review for this podcast over on Apple Podcasts. Let me know what you think of the podcast, any ideas that you'd like to hear. Would love to. I read all the reviews over there on Apple Podcasts. And it is still helpful, by the way, for listenership of the show. Thank you, my friends. Appreciate you. And until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.